Our scripture is from Romans 12, 1 through 18. It's from the Common English Bible. So, brothers and sisters, because of God's mercies, I encourage you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing to God. This is your appropriate priestly service. Don't be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you can figure out what God's will is, what is good and pleasing and mature. Because of the grace that God gave me, I can say to each one of you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. Instead, be reasonable, since God has measured out a portion of faith to each one of you. We have many parts in one body, but the parts don't all have the same function. In the same way, though there are many of us, we are one body in Christ, and individually we belong to each other. We have different gifts that are consistent with God's grace that has been given to us. If your gift is prophecy, you should prophesy in proportion to your faith. If your gift is service, devote yourself to serving. If your gift is teaching, devote yourself to teaching. If your gift is encouragement, devote yourself to encouraging. The one giving should do it with no strings attached. The leader should lead with passion. The one showing mercy should be cheerful. Love should be shown without pretending. Hate evil and hold on to what is good. Love each other like the members of your family. Be the best at showing honor to each other. Don't hesitate to be enthusiastic. Be on fire in the Spirit as you serve the Lord. Be happy in your hope. Stand your ground when you're in trouble and devote yourselves to prayer. Contribute to the needs of God's people and welcome strangers into your home. Bless people who harass you. Bless and don't curse them. Be happy with those who are happy, and cry with those who are crying. Consider everyone as equal, and don't think that you're better than anyone else. Instead, associate with people who have no status. Don't think you're so smart. Don't pay back anyone for their evil actions with evil actions, but show respect for what everyone else believes is good. If possible, to the best of your ability, live at peace with all people. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
My own. How weird is that? It even gets weirder. Well, that was the sermon for today. Did y'all get it? I thought, why mess with perfection? When Paul is talking to that church in Rome, good Lord, didn't he tell them like it is? My good friend and colleague, Pastor Jim Voigt, said to me that he was told one time, shepherds don't have to beat the sheep. Did y'all get that? Well, my grandparents had sheep, and they beat them quite frequently, so I don't know what to tell you. Your example was not my example, but come on, right? No sheep beating here. I do have a thing that I'd like to start with, though. Let's pray together. Holy God, we are in this place to tell you how much we love you. And actually to tell the world how much you love you. We love you. Every person that drives by and recognizes our cars. I love to say this because I love thinking about it. When they see our cars, they think, they are church people. Isn't that fun, God? Because there's lots of church people for two blocks. So we pray to be church people, God, your people. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, and all God's people said amen. Happy, happy, happy. You know what today is? It's the King Sunday. Oh, she gets the brownies that are in the hospitality area. It's the last Sunday of the Christian calendar, the church calendar. It's a day in which we celebrate the absolute beautiful gift of Jesus Christ given for us. Before we move into Advent, which is next Sunday, it's a time in which we kind of take some time to think about what has been, where we've been. I know at the end of the year, my husband and I get together and we look at his books and we go, oh, we probably better not buy new tires this year. Do y'all know what truck tires on a semi cost? They're a little expensive. And I said, we talk about those things. We talk about where we're going to put our money and where we're going to put our energy for the year. And we decide what we can keep up with and what we need to not use again or do again. Anybody else do that? If you don't do it, it's kind of fun, and especially with your husband. I said that. I'm not kidding you. It's really fun with your husband. And he's such a good guy. And he helps me, and we help each other, and I'm grateful for that. We look back on the things we spent money on. We look back on the things that we did, because time is one of our most precious commodities. Where did we spend our time last year? So I got to thinking about us, you and me, because we're family, right? Oh, you claimed me. It's your fault. You have nobody to blame but yourself in the future when you go, oh, yeah, we said we were her family. Now, that doesn't include bail money, so don't worry about it. That's only immediate family. No, no, not for you. I'll bail you out. Call me anytime. I got an emergency fund. Pastor Jim knows all about it. But what I found fascinating was I looked back, and Debbie helped me do some looking at some things about Debbie Kittrell. I'm thankful for Debbie Kittrell. She is our office manager. And she put some facts before me, and I got to tell you, the number of people who are in worship every Sunday, there's 52 Sundays. You all know that, right? 52 times you're supposed to be here. Anyway, so 52 Sundays, and she got all those stats because she has to compile those with Pastor Jim's, they work together, to turn into the district superintendent, who turns it into the bishop, that says how Lebanon First United Methodist Church or First United Methodist Church Lebanon, depending on where you want to sit, how we did last year. And I have to tell you, I'm tired from all the things we did last year. Anybody else? A little bit tired? Tell me something that you were part of this last year. Can you do that for me? Come on. Pie making. Thank you. Two of them at my house. One slice left. Each. And there's only two of us in the house, so. Okay, anything else? Okay, wait a second. See, there's so much. You're just, I love it. The diaper ministry. What else? Ringing bells. Serve. Exercising. I'm not part of that group. Okay. Sorry. I watched them. They're fabulous. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Pumpkins. I thought nobody would mention pumpkins. Are you nuts? Pumpkins. It's going to be a really great announcement about that in the future, about the money that was made and that will be given away. Anything else? Bible study. See, sometimes we think those things aren't things we do, but they are. Because they honor God. Everything we do is meant to honor God, to serve God in some way, right? Even when you're at Walmart, the line is backed up to produce. Okay. The circles. I'm telling you, there's a lot of wonderful things that have happened in this church this year. So as we think about that, the things that we might want to continue to do, and then the things we might think, you know, maybe that's run its course. That happens, right? We want to be honest with each other. We want to speak a truth in the love of God. So then we stop and go, okay, so if we did that last year, now we need to look to next year, right? Who's doing that already? You guys aren't looking to next year? Yeah. I thought maybe you were. Who's got big Christmas plans? What's next? Debbie's going somewhere for 2 weeks with her babies. Nice. Anybody else got plans? Because we do tend to look for what's next, don't we? So today, for this sweet moment right here, I'd like you for just a minute to go, how about just this moment? How about we just think about this moment and what we are grateful for? Last week, Pastor Jim gave us a really good, I thought, challenge. It had to do with us as being United Methodists, and we're kind of odd in this. We believe three simple rules: do no harm, do good, stay in love with God. I used to leave the word stay out of that. Love God, because it was easier. Yeah, do no harm, do good, love God. But the big piece of that is stay in love with God. Don't slip out of love with God. And he asked us to pray about it for the last week. Now, I did. It's all your fault. Every bit of this is your fault, Pastor Jim. He hears that quite frequently. In case y'all hadn't known that, be easy on our pastor now, because sometimes people do say to him, it's all your fault, when it's really our fault. Just saying. Oh, that was a spank. It's a spank. Sorry. But I have to tell you, I never would have dreamed that it would have done what it did. Last Thursday at noon, we had a gathering in this church. And people who are going to be not with anybody for Thanksgiving, or maybe they just like each other well enough, they wanted to come here. It was fun. I was here. There was food. Of course I was here. Copious amounts of food. Thank you, Carol Shoemate, I understand, and the Johnson and the rest of the Shoemate clan who made amazing food for us, and everybody who brought food. If you brought food, put your hand in the air and wave it like you care. Okay, all right. Because the funnest thing happened in your asking us to pray. You said at night we should say what, and I paraphrase this because I'm not really academic, but it had to do with what we get blinded by. And when we get blinded by, and it was so great, Sarah, I didn't even know about your prayer words, and it spoke about being blinded. This is a movement of the Holy Spirit, in case y'all haven't got that figured out yet. When I hear that happen, I go, ooh, the Holy Spirit just entered into this place. And the funnest thing happened at you were supposed to at night lay down and say, oh, you know, what was I blinded by? Show me what I was blinded by that I didn't see. And I have to tell you, Thursday night I went, oh, God, you are so cool. So I'm standing out here at that door, the office door. And I'm standing out there greeting people because I like to greet people. In case you haven't noticed that, I kind of like people. I like dogs better, but I do like people. And I do. Maybe even cats, but never mind. So I'm standing out there in the parking lot, and I'm greeting people as they're coming. Hey, hi, how are you? They were signed up, marked them off the list. Everything's great. And I saw this young lady walking, and she was walking, and I said, she was kind of close to the cars. And I said, hey, you came to eat with us, because I wanted her to feel like I knew her when I knew I didn't know her. But it was kind of like one of those deals of, hey, you came to eat with us. I'm so grateful you did. And she looked at me like, huh? And then she kind of walked about three more steps, and I said, you know, there is so much food downstairs. We need you to come. You know, there's this crazy little conversation. I banter in the office all the time. Everybody knows this. And I said, so you're here to eat? And she said, yeah. And then she started walking this way. She walks in the door, and I knew she didn't know how to get to the fellowship hall, and I told her how to get there. And so I greeted a few more people, and I was waiting for one person, and I called them. They were on their way. They were running late. And so I come on downstairs, and there she is, sitting by herself. And I went, oh, shoot, this won't fly. And as a pastor, sometimes you go, you know, you don't want to just stalk somebody. Do y'all feel like we stalk you a little bit as pastors? We do a little bit. We'll confess. We stalk you a little bit. Because it's our gig. It's that whole, here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. We love you. And we intend to stalk you a little bit. So I went over and I fixed this small plate. Very small. It was a small plate. Wasn't it a small plate, Don? Don, because I was eating supper with my family. Don, it was a teeny, minuscule, it was a salad plate. I fix my salad plate. I go over and I sit down to this young lady, and I figure out, because I thought her name was Addie, and it wasn't. It was Abby. I hope that's okay that I said that. We're live streaming. She's a delight. God knows her. You should know her. And so we're sitting there, and she's on her phone. On her phone, on her phone, on her phone, and I'm going, well, this worked out well, God. This worked out really. What did you make me sit next to her for? I mean, I could have sit with the a whole bunch of you people who are here. Put your hand up if you're here. See who all I could have sat with? Oh no, God made me sit next to her. And as I'm listening, I'm thinking, well, this is an interesting conversation. It was just really filled with love and wonderful conversation and how much she loved him, how much she loved him and she missed him. And she got off the phone and I said, oh, wow. I said, sugar, who was that? And she said, that was my husband. And I said, well, is he close by? Can he come here? Can we make him a plate and take to him? And she said, well, he's in prison. And I said, way to go, God, under my breath. And I said, well, we'll keep him in our prayers. Have you had enough to eat? Can I go get you something to drink? Pretty soon we were talking small talk. Girls talk small talk. You guys don't ever small talk. You don't. Mm-mm, I know you don't, except at your coffee shops. Then you talk about everybody, including us. But anyway, so we had the most wonderful time. And when I laid down that night, I said, thank you, God. Thank you, God, because I was not blinded by the fact that I didn't know her, had no idea who she was. And yet God called me to ask her to come on in this place. See, that's what prayer does for us. That's what listening to God's voice does for us. When we gather in this place, we're given thoughts. And this scripture today that I picked out, actually God picked it out. I didn't pick it out. It's Romans 12, and it speaks to me quite often. It speaks to me because it does tell me some of the things that I am capable of and the things that I shouldn't be capable of. That I should be happy in my hope and that I should stand my ground when I'm in trouble and devote myself to prayers. The world is a really hard place right now. Anybody been watching the news lately? I can watch it for a little bit and then I have to turn it off. Because my heart won't take it. I love the last line. It says, if possible, to the best of your ability, live at peace with all people. What is next for us, friends, has been what has always been what is next for followers of Jesus Christ. We're to love people. We're to be relevant in this community. We're to figure out what you and I and this building are for. Now, everybody smile. You got a little puckered on it. I got that. It was fun. It was fun. It was fun. Then it wasn't fun. Oh, Lord, this is like listening to my dad. It was fun. It was fun. It was fun, fun. And then he had to tell me how I needed to do this a little better. And then it got a little serious. And then we went to Rink's Market for a pint of ice cream. Thank you, Dad. That's where I owe this body to. I think God is like that. I think God wants to tell us some honest truths about who we need to be as a church and as people. Friends, we need to sign up for Pastor Jim's get-togethers. If you haven't signed up for one, you need to. I didn't say I'd like you to. I said you really need to. Right? Because he's got some good things to share with you. If you haven't signed up for an Advent study, you need to. This is me being Vanna White. I hear she's retiring. I'm going to go to California and see how that works out. No, I'm not. Do you need an Advent book? They're the different areas of our church. To get into a daily routine of scripture and study and prayer. Sugars, we need to. We absolutely, You know, I had a cool thought last night at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I guess it wasn't last night, right? And I thought, you know, God doesn't really need us. God really doesn't need us at all. God made the world and the wonderfulness that's all around us. Look at somebody next to you and think, man, God made that. Whew. Yeah. Isn't that pretty amazing? Your mom, your sister, your brother, your person sitting, your good friend sitting next to you. God made that. God doesn't need us. But do you know how much God wants us? Because God knows that in this world, we are God's agents. And what is next is for us to figure out how I'm God's agent. What's next? Am I supposed to be a new Sunday school teacher? Am I supposed to lead another mission trip? Am I supposed to be part of a prayer group, the care team? Am I? Well, maybe not. Maybe you're just supposed to be the sweetest voice that ever said hi to a Walmart greeter. I love Walmart. When the bishop makes me retire, I'm going to have him appoint me to Walmart. Pastor Jim and I are talking about this very thing. Bishop can appoint people as teachers and nurses and stuff. I want him to appoint me as a Walmart greeter. So get used to it. Get ready for it. What is next in your life? What is next in the life of this church? That's what I'd like us to be praying about this next week. You see, because there's power in prayer. Did that prayer touch anybody this week? Did anybody pray those prayers and something happened? Well, it did to me. Thank you, God. Thank you, Pastor Jim. So this week, we're going to ask you to pray. What's next for you and what is next for this church and this community? Because it's important that we get this sorted out of what is next. Thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate you being here because I know several people have eaten turkey till you can't hardly move, right? And the tryptophan has not had a chance to wear off. The one person I think would go to sleep didn't go to sleep. Now, everybody in that corner just went, what? Sorry I did that to you. It was just making sure you were awake. You see, because be happy with those who are happy. And cry with those who are crying, because they go together. And devote yourselves to prayer. That's our what's next, always. Amen. Would you pray with me? Loving God, for this day to be in this amazing room with these amazing people, I give you thanks. And to be in this place, God, together, we give you thanks. Help us to always, always, always give you the glory. Always. I love that. Always know that you've got our back in whatever is next. Help us to be open to it, to recognize it. Use us, Almighty God. It is us. We are yours and ready to do whatever you ask in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Now, we're going to have a sending song called We Have a Story to Tell to the Nation. Because, you know, that's part of what we're supposed to do, too. Right? If you got a story, like I just love this story about my new friend that I may or may not ever see again. But I love that story. And so I am hoping that you will get a story that you might want to share with somebody and say, you know how weird God is? Do you know what happened to me? I love how weird God is. And that these amazing, miraculous things happen. What are the odds of someone walking across our parking lot and me yelling like a crazy person, hey, did you come here to eat? And she did. That's pretty freaky, don't you think? And freaky things like that are around us all the time. We just can't be blind to it. Can't be blind to it.